Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 2. Developing Reader. Sly Fox and Red Hen. Red Hen lived in a little house in a tree. Sly Fox lived in the wood, and he was very hungry. Sly Fox picked up his big black bag.
"I'm very hungry. I will catch Red Hen and eat her," he said.
Sly Fox went to Red Hen's little house in the tree.
"I'm the fox. I'm the fox. I'm really sly. You won't beat me, however you try," said Sly Fox.
Red Hen saw Sly Fox in her house, and she jumped out of his way.
"You're the fox! You're the fox! You're really sly! But you won't catch me, however you try," said Red Hen.
"I will catch you," said Sly Fox,
and he ran round and round and round.
"Oh no!"
said Red Hen. Then she went round and round and round. She fell into Sly Fox's big black bag. Sly Fox ran into the wood. The big black bag was heavy, so Sly Fox rested. Red Hen saw Sly Fox resting, so she jumped out of the bag.
"You're the fox! You're the fox! You're really sly! But you won't eat me, however you try," said Red Hen.
Red Hen put heavy stones in the bag. Then she ran all the way to her little house in the tree. Sly Fox picked up the big black bag to put Red Hen into the pot.
"I'm the fox. I'm the fox. I'm really sly. You did not beat me. Bye-bye."
But all the stones fell into the pot.
"Oh no," said Sly Fox. "I did not catch Red Hen."
How much do you remember about the story of Sly Fox and Red Hen? Answer these questions and find out. Where does Red Hen live? Where does Sly Fox live? How does Sly Fox catch Red Hen? What does Red Hen put in the bag? Read it yourself. Sly Fox and Red Hen. illustrated by Diana Mayo, read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2010, 2013, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.